Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. And of course, we will be joined together with Sipopolo Schatebe. And of course, Jabulani Dominic will be talking to us. And we will be touching base as we usually do. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow. We trust the Lord has done you good. And then, of course, we are together. And you know it's a Sunday, eh? It's a Sunday. And when it is a Sunday, we need to play those songs, man, which make you reminisce of a Sunday in a way, you know. If you listen into the phenomena of radio throughout the country, throughout the world, you would realize that Sunday has its own kinds of lines up. It's just not anything, but it is its own kind of lineup. And when we get into that lineup, then it is a Sunday feeling, you know, of a sort. People feel like it is a Sunday, day of relaxing around these times. And really, people are sitting in their lounges and just talking good about the weekend. Others are intimidated about tomorrow. Let's say, eish, this nice wind that is blowing, fresh air. I wish you could just keep it going this way, and we won't be able to go tomorrow. I wish even tomorrow could be some long weekend of a sort, and so that we can hang out, you know, with family and friends. Many people are able to sit with family and friends around this time. And how about it? Especially when you talk the issues that have to do with the fire and the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, and things that have to do with loving the Lord, and just words of encouragement, sharing. Others went to church, by the way. Others went to church yesterday and today. And you can be able to tell us some of the things that were challenging, you know, which you heard spoken by children of God, you know, speaking to you and telling you as to the beauty of everything. So, it is nice. So 2 days, yesterday I was with Joe Nina, and I said something to him, and I said, you know what, I think you should not stop doing gospel. You know, I know that you are a producer, but you should not stop, you know, doing gospel, because there is some kind of beat that you have, which many people do not have. He was nodding and says, sure, boss. But I was saying, hey, Muna, hey, think about this. It's very important, you know, that you think about this. This is very important. Right. It's a Sunday, man. Let's go this way.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mabiza Sabele, Gumbelang Matata. Oh, Koli, thank you so much there. Ungugupila, the name of the song. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much, man. And of course, a little bit of Ronnie we will play, but I have to introduce our friends, man. Sibopoulos and also Ujablan Dominic. They are on the line. Let me start with Sibopoulos. Sibopoulos, sawubona Buruami.
Sawubona mfundisi wami, kusaphila kodwa.
Ngiyaphila, ngibuze kuwe nkosi yami.
Wasibonge baba, sibingelele umfuthi Ujablan Dominic nabalalele emakhaya egameni leNkosi yethu Jesu. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jabu, my friend, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here, my friend. Are you good?
I am well, and how are you, sir?
I'm also well, by the grace of God. I'm kept. I'm really covered. God is good indeed, you know. So let me also greet my brother Sipo and the wonderful listeners in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, tonight, Usipo, as usual, he will introduce for us the topic.
We thank God to them saying from the Kulumu with the purpose of the power of God.
Hallelujah. Hey, my daughter.
Lamanda ngewani. Yes, sir.
Uyazi. Kukhona i-group yase Eastern Cape laphayana becula enye ingoma ethi amandla ngawakhe, Lord Comforters. Angazi makube abantu bayayikhumbula. I had an opportunity to work with Lord Comforters when I was a producer somewhere in this the public broadcaster, and somehow I was able to do something with them, and then Amandla Ngowakho, we were able to do a massive video for them, and that song was so nice. So I'm trying to look for it like in the system. Dololo, dala yaso, yeah boy. But a club, ngzo tika ngani nje Amandla Ngowakho masloku sikhuluma. Right, you know, one of the things, and this is our topic, as Usipho has said, the purposes of the power of God. What are these? What are we referring to when we are talking about the purposes of the power of God? This is something I want us to come to grips with. Because I've seen people purporting to own the powers of God. I have heard people being introduced, Jabu, but a great man of God who has the power of God, or the great powerful man of God who does great things with his power. There is a kind of sentiment that a person throws which would show that somewhat, somehow, the power has been seized from the owner in a way. But the rhetoric is so technical that you still think they are glorifying God. But they actually are not. Sinethulela inceku yenkosi uRay. Unamandla ubusisiwe. Wenza imihlolo. There's nothing mentioned of Yehuwah, Elohim. Nothing, nothing, nothing. It is just spoken of this guy known as Ray who has bowed. And this has made what we call, there's something that I was writing, it's an article I was reading from, a PhD article of some guys who they did this some time ago. And they were defining the celebrity cult format of men and women of God, or servants of God, in inverted commas. But actually, this power has been taken into a bracket of celebrity cult, which means from occult. This thing has become a cult. When man sees his power that is religious, it becomes a cult. And they speak and say, these guys are able to manipulate just as much as they can. the purpose of the power that they say they have is to take anything and everything from the ones who follow them, by hook or crook. And I wonder, if it comes to the reality of the knowledge of the power of the Father, which he endows upon the church today, aren't we afraid that it is spoken that the judgment will start in the house of the Lord? That we might be found at fault, you know? Something, we might be found at fault. And that's a bit of a problem much of the time. And we need to be careful, therefore, there, that we understand the purposes of this power. What is the purpose of the power of the Father? Remember when people were building the Tower of Babel? It was like a triangle, angitine, with the light on top that looks like an eye. And they were doing what the Father has not commissioned them to do, even though he had given them power to walk the earth and do what he commands them to do, to follow his precepts. They chose not to follow the precepts. And then in choosing not to follow the precepts, they basically went to an extent where now they started to use the power of the Father to actually want to create something that is theirs. Well, he says the man is one. And when they are like this, there is nothing that can stop them to do what they want to do. Basically, it doesn't say they are dangerous to me. I am afraid. Or they might unravel my heaven. He said, when they are in this state, no one can disrupt them from doing what they want to do, which is detrimental to them, if you come to analyze it. Are we today living in a time where there are towers of Babel being built? The power that the Father had given us. There's just so much that we do. It's just like the towers of Babel. The Lord says in Genesis 11:1, come, let us go down and then and there and confuse their language so that they may not understand one another's speech. Lento kuthi ngumZulu, ngumbanibani, ngumbanibani, sicale lapha ya. And you could see that originally they were not abeZulu, abubanibani. No. They were people of the Father. And then now, here's another one in 1 Chronicles 29:12. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. What is the purpose of God's power? To reign over all. For his hand is power and might, but also it is to make great and to give strength. To make us great and to give us strength. Not for us to make ourselves great. Great in Christ, which means it becomes Christ who resonates into that, the aspect of greatness. 2 Chronicles 25:8. But if you go, be gone. Be strong in battle. Even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy. For God has power to help and to overthrow. What is the power? What is the purpose of the power of God? To help or to overthrow? There is nowhere where it says to take as custody and to label in our own CVs. And to advertise ourselves for invitations. Job chapter 26 verses 12. He stirs up the sea with his power, and by his understanding he breaks up the storm. to stir up the sea, to bring to life. And by his understanding, he breaks the storm. The difficult onslaughts, he breaks them. You know, when a storm comes over, you'd see that this is an onslaught. Proverbs 33, verses 6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them, by the breath of his mouth. What is the power? What is the purpose of the power of God? To create. To create. Psalms 47, verses 3, he will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet to make us victorious over those nations that stand against us. And when we talk about nations, we talk spirits here. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. All those powerful legends and legends upon legends, as they come together to plan a slaughter on us, he uses his power to subdue them and the nations under his feet. Let me tell you this, in Psalm 62, verses 11, God has spoken once, and twice I have heard this. When God speaks, then we should hear it again. That power belongs to God, and not to anyone else. Not to Prophet Dr. Banbani, or Dominie Banbani, or Maidservant Banbani. The problem today with people, as we are called Abazalwane, is that we are taking too much ownership of God's power. And we don't realize that actually we had become idolatrous. We should be careful. Someone must speak about these things. They will be blessed coming in, going out. When you recognize who is it that does that. Not you. Not because you have prayed. Not because you fasted. It's not your power. Because this power we're talking about resonates in the spirit of the Father. It's actually known as the spirit of the Father. Yeshua HaMashiach shows us the uses of God's power, which was upon his life. It says in Isaiah 63 verse 1, who is this who comes from Edom? With dyed garment from Bozrah. This one is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. What is the use of that power? To save souls.
Amen.
Not to have souls following you in your denomination. And saying to us, you have a church of 20,000 members. 50,000 members. Matthew chapter 9, verses 6. But that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. The use of the power of the Father is to forgive sins. And we see that through Yahushua HaMashiach. We're going to touch quite a bit of this just after this.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
You should by now. Let me bring this to you, Sipho. Usese kona, Sipho? Okay. Ngizongathi bokhuluma nabantwana ukuthi ugqokile ibhruku wena. Ngimsuse on air, lo baba, ngimsuse on air. Hey. Usafakisa abantwana ama napkin. Hey,
Jesus.
Now, the power of God is to make great and to give strength. To make us great and to give us strength. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength. It is the Father who makes great, not us, making ourselves great. And people ba follow amaline la payana etropin ba zibanya telo ama pass. Because sithe we will make them great. Sipho, what comes to mind?
It will be amazing from this. With today's topic, to expose those who steal the glory of God to themselves. At the same time, positioning God on his position, because uNkulunkulu mfundisi who is higher than anyone or any other God. Because in the lessons and I have analyzed the topic, we created our own strength, I mean, or our own fake power and fake miracles, as if we are the one who creates this power. And this power from this, some of it, we more a cult, whereby we see people doing things in order to hurt or to repossess or to possess other people's soul. And it's also said that in our days, we see this in front of the escalator, Lakona, we no longer serve God, but we serve people who claim to be using power of God, whereas it's not the power of God. I've loved when he quoted the Guru, Psalm 62, verse 11, Guti, all power belongs to God. And that power belongs to God. And if you don't specifically put it, it belongs to God. No one can claim it because Amanda lawa Amanda Kulungu. And they said to go to from this, Ibanda Kulungu. Because uNkulunkulu, as just mentioned in one of his words, Amanda Kulungu, Guti Gutale, in the Romophon Gukenesis, Guti, Alenkulu Talizunum Sla, what Talengani, Talengan Zunum Saba, Amanda Ada. And it is true as the Church of God. We have stolen the power. We have made good Guangati, which is God's going to be under the day. Can so say to good, it is God at work through us. Go out into the world. I've given you power over the power of the devil. In other words, we are coming to the Lawamanda to a Nigel, so that people they can come back to God, seeing this power. But it is God who can do such things.
So, now, one of the most amazing things that one can look into is actually to say to themselves, we really need to be careful, you know. When we speak about, and I've heard many people saying women of power or men of power and all that nonsense. And they basically don't even put things according to scripture so that there can be a good perspective to show that they still give glory where it is due, which is to the Father. No, they don't. It's basically people, I don't know if you've realized this, people are running their own ministries named after their own names. And these things are making money for them. I mean, Christendom is a multi-billion. If I was president, I was actually going to tax it. It's a multi-million rand scheme here in South Africa. And only a few are getting rich, and the majority are told that they should succumb to the powers of these people. Some miracles have been done, man. Believe you me. But it is sad that you see many of them going to an extent of actually bringing forth the notions that these powers are theirs. And they become big. They become all kinds of things. Things that you can put across there. They become what you can say they are. And they're making money. Judas Iscariot does not even make 1% of the capability of extorting money that these people can. Nevertheless, when you look into 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verses 8, but if you go, be gone, be strong in battle, even so God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has the power to help and to overthrow. What is the purpose of the power of God? To help and to overthrow. To help and to overthrow. To help us and to overthrow all the other kingdoms. To help us to stand as the church. And to overthrow all the powers that are standing against us. If God is for us, who can be against us? But here we see people who basically says the power of the Father is deposited upon them as individuals, and they are greater than other believers. And therefore, other believers must pay homage to them. They even drink water that these guys are spitting into, saying from every liquid that comes from this man, there is power that is oozing. They say it's power oozing. Jablan, what comes to mind?
What a great topic about, you know, the uses of God's power, you know, and we thank God so much for being able to teach us with this regard, because I so much believe that this is one of the things that we'll account for as children of God, specifically, like the word when it says that we should not all just be teachers, because there will be greater judgment, you know, for teachers. So even when it comes to the use of God's power, there will be that accountability for everyone. So, and it's so sad that in most cases we do misuse God's power, and we also do even take the glory out of the power of God that has worked within our lives, which is so sad. So, but you know, according to the word of God, the Lord himself is the one who is powerful. You know, the Son of God, Christ himself, God is the powerful one. So we should know that even us, whenever things are happening which are great, it's not because of us. It's because of Christ who is alive in us. Remember, the word says that we've been crucified with Christ. We no longer live the life that we live in the flesh. We live it by faith. So it means everything that happens within us is not us. It's the Son of God manifesting it in our lives. So the glory belongs to God, not to us. But it's so sad that we are the ones who are being followed at the expense of Christ being followed. You remember in Luke 5:15, the word of God says, but despite Jesus' instructions, the report of his power spread ever faster. And vast crowds came to hear him preach and to be healed of their diseases. You know, so they were thrown to Christ because of his power. You know, so also, the Lord is still the all-powerful one. So it means that when we are used of God, they should be drawn, you know, to Christ. People should be drawn to come and hear Christ preach and Christ to heal their diseases, because we cannot and we can't even preach. But he's the one who really works the work within our lives, and people are drawn to him. So it's so sad today that we are drawn to people. We are drawn to churches. We are drawn to, you know, like different things that really, like, we think will make us rich. But instead of being drawn to Christ, the Son of God, and also if we are sick, to run to Christ who can heal us, instead of running to prophets that have promised us all sorts of things. And also when we arrive there, there are many things that are done to our bodies, you know. You know, like oils are anointed in our bodies. We drink things that even, you know, it's not typical for us to drink or to eat, at the expense of just trying to get the solution for our diseases. Meanwhile, Christ is powerful to heal us. He's powerful to restore us. He's powerful to save us. So let us understand that Christ is the one who is powerful. No man except Christ is powerful. And everything that happens here on earth, you know, like in man's life, it's because of Christ. And the glory should go to God, you know, because he's the one who has anointed. He says, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. So he is the one who is anointed. Namayamazwi, the one who is given the authority and the right, you know, to do that which God has commanded to be done. So the glory belongs to him, not to any man, not even to us, the so-called children of God. But Christ is the one who is powerful and doing the great works in us.
Now, one of the things that we really need to look into is, you know, like to put first things first, man, that none of us are powerful except the one that is in us. That's why the word says, greater is he that is in us than the one that is in the world. 1 John 4:4.
Amen.
Speaks with regards to that. It doesn't say, now you have the power and this power is yours. Check it out, man. Does Jesus Christ say, all authority in heaven and earth has been given me, therefore I give you this, go and do great exploits? It doesn't say that.
Yeah, amen.
Even though I've heard many people preaching in that way. And saying, yeah, you know, we are powerful. We're empowered. It starts by saying we are empowered. Then it shifts from there so that you start to see that the power actually is resonated from them. Someone said to me, but he said, the water that I give, you shall thirst no more. Yeah, it is the water that he gives. It's not the water that you give. Yeah. And you didn't give that water to yourself. It is still not your water. Hey, my daughter. Ashama Zambani Mbobo Zamakaus.
Hey, my guys.
Yeah, no, I never can. It's Vevezel. It's Rerezel. Look, in Job chapter 26, verses 12, he stirs up the sea with his power. In other words, he gives life. And by understanding, he breaks up the storm. He brings peace. Hence, he's known as the Prince of Peace, Salem. He brings peace. Mara, tell me, Chablan, go him now in a Sipo Slezi studio. So then, Ujesu, I not double up a bond in La Payana, Ati, my daughter, I come to you in peace. Magat, net Magatala Ati, my daughter. It's the same motuin. That's
enough.
Yeah, go that's enough. Net maga nje. Which is
we cannot stand the power of God, especially when God revealed Himself. No wonder would even. In those days when Jesus Christ revealed himself to his disciples. We cannot stand that.
Hey, my dad. Now, his power, he can stir up the seas, can bring life. The sea speaks of a multitude of flow. He can bring life. He can bring life. His power is the life-giving spirit. Oh! His power is the life-giving spirit. Who is Yahushua HaMashiach? The life-giving spirit. Okay. He says, and his understanding, he breaks up the storm, the onslaught upon mankind. Who is this wisdom of the Father? Yahushua HaMashiach. He is known as the wisdom of the Father. His power is his wisdom that brings salvation against storms. His power is his wisdom that stirs us back to life, the resurrection power. His power is his wisdom that gives us life again. His power, and I will show you in the New Testament also, his power is the wisdom that brings an understanding which breaks the storm. The wisdom that breaks the storm. That is Yehusha. Sipo.
Yes, it's amazing. We need to repent today and ask God's forgiveness. We have talked and taught other people the wrong doctrine. As if a man has to claim it and overpower and rule reign over people. And the office is not scriptural in that way. It's a human teaching. And it is so sad to go to. We've used igama likaNkulunkulu as if thina sifuna glory to come back unto us. Ukangathi mfundisi, when you see pastors ba advertise with bring the lames, those who cannot see, they can walk, I can do this thing. Ubabona ngendlela ba advertise ngayo ukuthi kwangathi yibo abazokwenza lezinto. but in the short again, and when we bring those people into their revival, we see another page, another side. No, but the advertising, and it said, marching in the greatness of his might. In other words, this is Jesus Christ who has been given all the authorities by God in heaven. And he's marching in that greatness of his might. In other words, his power belongs to God. And this power, when God revealed to himself, to us through his power, his kingdom should be established on planet Earth. It's not our own to create our own ministries, which is a very good national ministry. No, it is for the kingdom's sake to expand the territory wherever the kingdom has been preached.
Yeah. You know what? To be honest with you, it's very important to look into these things in the real true sense of the word. And I can tell without a doubt that sometimes we really are not looking into this. And when I say we, I'm not excluding myself. We really don't look into this in the way we are supposed to. I don't know, man. Siponawe Jablana. I don't know, man. Have you seen gospel concerts now? Have you seen what happens in gospel concerts?
It's so sad. We go to the way in which they do things from this. What was the purpose of that concept? When we say
yes,
we don't see God there from this.
Because praise and prayer, we should see the Lord dwelling there mightily.
Yes.
For he dwells in the praises of his children. But you see just the euphoria of sensualities. Where imizwa nje imizwa yazi imizwa kuzise bese impile yam kung 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 dum tikiti dum kung kung dum how. I don't have a problem with music and genres that come. I have a problem with the power behind them. And I was saying, to some believers, I said this last year, and I said, we are going to come to a stage where DJs are going to take over gospel, and they're going to incorporate gospel artists.
Yeah.
And they're going to target those who say, I am standing. They're going to take those who say, I am standing, and they're going to make them to do things that you never thought they would do.
Sweet.
Mlungisi, thank you so much. I see here that you've sent the WhatsApp, man. Thank you so much. And let me look into it. You can send WhatsApps, by the way. It's 082-657-2729. And that is why we're talking about these things, is to conscientize everyone. You see, here I'm not playing a blame game. I'm not saying it is particular leaders. I'm talking to us as believers. I'm including myself. So that I don't become a hypocrite who points, whereas maybe even around me there are some powers that I harbor. Maybe I use the fame of being in the radio business or TV space to actually make my name known so that I can get invitations everywhere. And those who know me will tell you, I stay, three years without taking an invitation. And when I take the invitation, I take the lousiest one that no one thought they would he would take, where you don't even have 100 people. 012-333-8699. You can give us a shout. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit,
Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
What do you do with the power of the Father?
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
What do you do with this power? Right? Now, I know also, as according to the word of the Father, Psalm 33 verses 6, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. His power is to create, and he continues to create. That is why he is known as the Creator. We can't create. We can forge, but we can't create. We are not creators.
Yeah.
And I know many people say, "Yabona manje re, sikubambile la." Good luck. I tell you, there is nothing under the sun which the Lord does not know.
Amen.
Even those people who are called inventors, they tell you deep down in their hearts, it is the Father who has shown them how to do what they did. Which means it was already there, and the Father appointed them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they are called geniuses. We forge. It means we can only create, if one uses that word, what has already been created. Look at everything. Look at cars. Look at everything. It looks like something that was created before. Jabu, what comes to mind?
Yes, indeed. You know, the our God is powerful, and everything we see, he created it with his power. That is why, of course, you know, because he is the creator. We quoted a very powerful word in Psalms 33:6 there, that by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, they are still host by the breath of his mouth. So even if we go back to the beginning in the book of Genesis, you know, everything was created by him speaking the word. So there is, you know, even we were created by him. So that is why it's so sad for us to really feel like we are now more than him, so to say. You know, when we take the position that Lucifer took, you know, trying to exalt himself above God, who created him. So also actually, that's the sign of rebellion or pride, when we think we are better than God or we are more powerful than God. You know, the teachings that we hear and that we see these days, you know, they are so dangerous. That's why we need to be of discerning spirit, you know, so that we can hear that which is of the Lord and not be deceived, so that we can know that God is the one who is all-powerful. You know, I said a very important thing that I would like to repeat, that we no longer live. We've been crucified with Christ. You know, we do not exist. It means that God has taken over our very being. You know, he is the one who is speaking, doing things. Therefore, you know, we feature nowhere, because he has bought our life by his blood. Udumo lungolo akelong, you know. The glory belongs to him for the great things that he manifests in our lives and that he is doing in our lives. Even in Revelation 11, 17, there of God says, "And they said, we give thanks to you, Lord God of the Almighty, the one who is and who always was. For now you have assumed your great power and have begun to reign." You know, the Lord reigns with great power, you know, in all of our lives, in all the earth, in all the heavens that exist. The Lord reigns with great power. You know, even Idalwa, they live to be amazed at the greatness and, you know, the power of God, because he is so powerful. Sometimes I believe that what makes us to really despise the power of God or even God is because of not knowing him, you know, having a form of God, a form of godliness, religion, you know, just because we go to church, we can quote scriptures, we can sing, you know, songs that have got God inside, then we feel like now we know everything and we can despise God and his power. That's a form of godliness, but the denial of his power.
Yes.
Which is very sad, you know. But God is powerful and he reigns and he deserves all the glory.
At all times, he deserves all the glory, all the majesty and all the honor. He deserves that. And we should become those kinds of people who understand what is the use of God's power instead of the things that we see many people doing these days. Man, have you seen TV shows? I don't know if you have seen TV shows, man. This man saying he's moving with power. Now, this power is concentrated on him. And basically, he's telling people to take off clothes, man. To do all these kinds of things. He's telling them anything that he wants to tell them. They do. I said to you, there is some food that he eats with his hands. And he passes the plate. And people fight to eat that. He actually puts food into their mouths with his hand. Mm. No social distancing. Mm-hmm. When did he do sanitation there? We don't even see. He just takes food, puts it in his mouth, and puts it in the mouth of someone by make a line, and they go on a line and all that. Psalm 62. And I want to read this because I want to go back to Psalm 47. Psalm 62 verses 11 says, God has spoken once, twice have heard this. I have heard this. That power belongs to God. Power belongs to Yahuwah, Elohim. Power belongs to him. And I want to go back to Psalms 47 verses 3. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will subdue them under us. In other words, he will subdue them, not us subduing the people.
Yeah.
You know why the nations were afraid of Israel? They were afraid of Israel because of Israel's God, the God that was marching with Israel. They were not afraid of Israel because Israel were actually people who were nomads. They were going from place to place. And so they were not afraid of Israel. They could easily defeat Israel. They did that many times. But there's one problem they had.
Their God.
Their God, who had so much power to subdue people under Israel.
Mm.
You know how humiliating that is? Because Israel doesn't have a country by then. He's asking for passages to pass by.
Mm. Amen.
He doesn't have weapons. He has nothing.
Mm.
And he subdues people under us and nations under our feet. It's not us doing that. It is him doing that. People should stop praising Abantu. It is the Father who does that. They must praise the Father directly. For these people are not mediators. They are not channels of God's power. Some people call themselves channels of God's power. Sipo.
It's also that from the study topic of today, it brings in the sense of emergency, of being alert, of false doctrine that we've already seen it.
Mm.
Especially in our country, we've seen many people being looted spiritually. We've seen people taking other people's money under the impression that they own power.
Mm.
Others, they were even invited to Butubabe, we can have an interview, a time with us. With the anointed men of God.
Mm.
They were being told that in order for you to take Tandazel, bring some element of an envelope so they can pray over you, then you have a breakthrough.
Yeah.
All these funny things, under the impression that this man is a powerful man of God. It said to Mufundi Bible, even Osinyon, why is San Jose Bible, yet some power. Organized with this human made. But when the disciples of Jesus came in, he simply just acknowledged that their power is different from what he had.
Mm.
He always asked them, are they in pain, La Manta now? And the Bible, when Petro Etuguya, Buba, and Silver Lako, because you cannot buy God's thing with money. It shows when you've got this faith power, people they can follow you. People they can do whatever when you funayo because you manipulate them. And we've seen it, it's so sad with Abandam Slander. By the way, especially in about what so called born again spiritually filled churches. Because when they go there, it's Yaba we something, it's Yaba Fusha. And Rabari the good about Chandra's beauty. It's simply the preaching of the gospel, that can make somebody to repent. So all these funny things, our churches, God's church, it becomes a joke. We knew it not the purpose of the power of God. We thank God for tonight's topic. We must know exactly the purpose of the power of God was to reign over all. It was to create, it was to bring life. At the same time, it's to show that God is all over. In other words, he always provides victory. Israel, every time when they go to the war, prophet, I've given all those nations over you. It means God has hand over them. In other words, Israel, we pray for people, it's not you, but God's power at work.
Yeah. Hey. It is God's power. Always is. Always will be. Him alone.
Yes, sir.
May him be glorified at all times. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699. What is the purpose of the power of God? Yini umsebenzi wamandla kaNkuluNkulu? Ngoba abantu bathi uphathisiwe lo amandla kaNkuluNkulu. Uyawazi umsebenzi wawo? Hayi, ngiyabuza nje. Asikhulume.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.